Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Joe, good morning and happy Friday.
All right, Woody, thank you, man. Right back at you. It's a Friday. We got a lot going on. Matter of fact, this sounds crazy. I like having events here. I think they're great. That's what, to me, South Florida is. Some of you aren't real, you know, big on all these huge events here, but I think they're great. And listen, it's not like something I'm really interested in watching that much, but we got one of the biggest sporting events this weekend. With the F1 here, it's huge. It brings in lots of celebrities, and it has become very, very popular, the F1 racing at Hard Rock Stadium. And saying all that, we also get right to the other story, and that is Panthers know they'll be playing Toronto. Toronto Maple Leafs end up beating Ottawa last night 4-2 to win the series 4-2. And so here we go, Panthers and Toronto. Game one, we don't know yet. We will find out sometime today. And matter of fact, hopefully Paul Maurice is scheduled to join us. Although I heard somebody, Woody, saying, they'll play Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. And I'm like, well, hell, if they play Saturday, they'll be leaving today early to get to Toronto for that game one, because Toronto has the first two games of the series. And, hey, Panthers played great against them in the regular season, whatever that means, 3-1. It's been a good matchup for them. And so here we go. The Nylanders and Austin Matthews and Tavares and Marner, same names you've been hearing. They're back and had a good regular season and got that first series win against Ottawa. So we know that. We have a lot of stuff to get to this morning. We've kind of settled down a little bit on the draft, and most of free agency is done. I know there's a back end of stuff to try to fill a few holes, patch a few holes in there for all the teams, including the Miami Dolphins. And we're going to talk a lot about that this morning. But it's amazing. Sometimes you get a story in sports and different ways, where it starts in sports and it blows up out of sports and becomes where everybody, women who don't like sports, men, people that don't really care about the National Football League or football in general, but when something takes place like this Bill Belichick story, everybody really does care. I know everybody's been giving me a hard time. Dude, why do you care so much? Well, it's got so many different parts to it. So this Bill Belichick interview thing with CBS and the girlfriend who has become the witch and maybe one of the most hated females we've had. It's incredible. I've heard today from some of the girls. I've heard some naughty words said about her. But so we start just thinking about this Belichick thing. We've lived the Belichick thing, the Belichick-Brady thing, so I don't need to tell you. One of the winningest coaches we were talking about, he wanted to stay around and catch Shula, and then we nicknamed him Belichick, and then will he catch him, and will he stay in New England? Will they keep him? Will the Kraft family keep him in New England till he breaks the record, even though his team had become a disaster? And he got rid of Brady, and then it became Belichick and Brady. Who was a bigger part of it? So it's given us kind of a lot of sports stories for sure, and their dominance. Listen, it's the greatest 20-year run in the history of the NFL. It just was, especially in modern day football, for one team to dominate the way they did, however they did it. And we saw it. We're in the same division. We got to see it up close. Same team winning the AFC East. Same team going to the AFC Championship game. Same team going to lots of Super Bowls. Same team winning a lot of Super Bowls. We saw it up close, right? And found yourself rooting hard against them not to friggin' win. So then the story was he going to get an NFL job? Wow, well, somebody's going to take him, all that experience, and he's so close. You knew he wanted to coach in the NFL. And there's no question Bill Belichick wanted to have the winningest record to go with everything else. That would have closed out. That would have officially, and by the way, still could happen. It's not completely dead. But Belichick becomes the winningest coach of all time if he would have stayed. That would have been it. He had everything. You would have to start calling him the greatest coach of all time because of wins and championships and all those things that he was able to accomplish. And now he takes that North Carolina job. That becomes a big story. Wow. Belichick actually took that story. Most of us thought he would never go back to college football, especially in an ass-kissing day of young guys making money and how Belichick's going to handle that. And he thinks he's going to be able to just, I'm going to coach him up, tell him what it looks like to be a pro, and they know my resume, and he's got a bunch of the old guys back together. He's got both his sons working with him and all this stuff. Now he's added a 24-year-old girlfriend. So first of all, the part of it, with a 73-year-old man with a 24-year-old girl, it's an extra generation in there that's kind of got everybody fired up. Now, if you live down here, it's common. I can go to a Miami Heat basketball game, and I can find 10 guys in that same situation and that same age group, if not older, sitting with a younger woman, 30 or 40 years. You can find it. Every Heat game, I can go and find it, and a lot of people down here, you know, it's acceptable. It's part of the deal. I've always said, hey, man, God bless them. That's what they want, and, you know, just late in life, and if that's what Grandpa wants or if that's what my dad wants, go for it, man, go for it. But this one, with everything going on, and now everybody is really interested in what's going to happen in this thing, I believe it'll end up in a train wreck. I believe it will, but some people are saying, well, it's his publicist, and she's just doing all his personal stuff, and he needs that at this point in his life, especially now that he's coaching. A lot of people think it has to do with Putango Bango.
Didn't you think the story took a very interesting turn with that story that the Post had that I read to you in the headlines yesterday, where she, you know, since dating him, has acquired almost $8 million in real estate?
Yeah, no.
Like that's where the story takes a very, very intriguing turn to me.
So, you know, the one that's me, and that's a good one, Woody, but the other one, and now we literally have newspapers going out doing investigative reporting on her background.
Oh, you saw the one where they asked the high school friends?
Well,
they were,
yeah,
ripping her.
Went to high school, yeah, and go, oh, yeah, she's always been like that. We're not surprised. Yeah, no, she's, yeah, that's her, man. But the one that got
the other one that resurfaced. I don't know if you're going with this one, but the one where she dated like a 60-something.
Yeah, she'd been with. She likes older men. Which, hey, there are women out there.
I don't know what story you're going with. There's so many stories.
No, but there's
them.
Another one. My favorite. So he's got a daughter and two sons that he's close to. Two of his sons have coached with him. If you didn't know that, they're both with the Patriots, and he's got a daughter who's also in sports. I want to say lacrosse coach, but it might be something different in college. So I'm guessing he's close to all his kids have all picked up and what he's doing. They've all kind of jumped in to be coaches. The daughter-in-law comes out now, who's married to one of his assistant coach sons at North Carolina. took a shot at her. Like, hey, man, this stuff's getting closer and closer to my family. I'm telling you right now. Now, so people go, why are you so interested? Because I've lived this. I've lived some of this stuff, minus, you know, having somebody with $200 million in my family. None of that in my family, I promise. But it's just all these parts. And then when you find out, Belichick's made over $200 million as a coach. He's been making with the Patriots. And by the way, should have been the highest paid coach for all the winning for a long, long time. Was making over $20 million a year. He's been doing it for a while. So you can do the math when a guy coaches a long time. By the way, anybody that's a defensive coordinator or a head coach and they look and you realize they've done it for 20, 30, 40 years, in today's world or in recent years, they've made a lot of friggin' money. A lot of money. You start looking at guys and go, hey, coach, yeah, Dave Wannstedt was a head coach for a lot of places and a coordinator when he wasn't a head coach. Dave Wannstedt made a lot of money. Jimmy Johnson made a lot of money. A lot of money. So when I see guys in their 70s and 80s, they love what they're doing because they don't need the friggin' money at all. So once you realize, and when that $200 million thing came out, then you know what, everybody went, gold digger. Oh, my God, she found an old guy. She's trying to get a hold of the money. Now the family's going to attack back, and, Dad, we're worried about you. Are you good? I know you love her, and she's hot, and you can't believe this hot young girl who's giving it up to you, and Dad, you're taking the blue pill, and you're going to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and you're doing all this stuff, man. And so it just got a whole new part to this thing. That's all the women are talking about. I went down there for the coffee break, man. Because, you know, they're doing all the show. We got a lot of FM station. A lot of women do the morning shows here. All they're doing is talking about Belichick. I thought they were going to come in and hit me with who the Panthers are going to open with. Is that series over? They were all talking about Belichick's losing it, and she knows that, and she's taking advantage of it. She's getting into his accounts. So the reason I think so many people are interested in it, this is very common, as I have found out, what has happened in my family not being here, my family being in California. I tell you about, I'm open about the dairy farm. The dairy farm and a lot of people in a big family thought they were all going to split in the big dairy farm. And if not the dairy farm, there was a lot of property because it wasn't just the dairy farm property. It had a lot of real estate, hills and mountain stuff around it. So I saw how ugly it got. One brother got everything. And, oh, this is what happens. He got in her account, and once she got her to sign off on everything, because that's not the way it was going to be. So now the kids, listen, you can say whatever you want. You say whatever you want. But if the kids find out one person's getting more than the other, or somebody from the outside, a late lover comes into life that's a lot younger, they all friggin' hate her because they think she's there to steal everything from the family. That's just the way it is. That's not me making it up. Man, I've seen it firsthand.
I feel like you feel guilty. I guess a lot of us do, like, talking about people's personal lives like this.
But I don't.
We said this yesterday.
As long as I bring out mine, Woody, I don't feel
bad
about it.
If you're going to go around and tour for a book and try to make money off of it, then you know what? You're the public's property at that point, right?
Like, I agree.
He's bringing her. By the way, he could do these interviews without bringing her there. She could shut up during the interview. She didn't have to do this. And you know what? At the end of the day, this is probably very good for their business of selling books. So they can play the victim and, you know, we want to be private and all this. And
well, a lot of
what
stuff
you guys have done is very, Joe, you don't think more people are going to buy the book now?
Well.
That maybe we're not going to buy it before?
I got to tell you, some people aren't, because people that have seen the book, and one of them's going to join us later, Mike Florio.
Yeah.
And so I hear Chris Sims going, well, I am curious about the relationship. He goes, it's not in the book. And he goes, well, I'm curious to hear about his relationship with the owner. He doesn't mention the owner in the book.
But at the very least, this has been a lot of free advertising for the book, right? I mean, people have been, Joe, they've been on the headlines of TMZ every day.
Oh, no, they're going to do well. I agree. That book's going to sell.
They've gotten a lot of free exposure.
A lot more people going to be interested in that book.
We've heard more about Bill Belichick over the last 2 weeks than we've heard over his entire coaching career.
I don't know.
I've never remembered him in the tabloids like this.
Cheatgate.
Yeah, but that was gates. That was sports stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. No, this outside.
This is like, this is really weird.
But you got a lot of people going, why is this? Look, we say, and some of you don't think she's attractive, whatever. She's a
I had an agreement with a texter who's also in his 30s this morning that she is not good looking.
Okay, so. That's fine. I think you find out, like Bo and I were talking about too, as you get older.
They look better?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's also, maybe she is, but it's not, like, she's ruined. She's just so ruined that like.
Well, she's gotten ugly now because you look at her and you're going, oh my God.
Yeah. She just seems to have no redeeming characteristics, right?
So it's got me thinking, like, I know there's a lot of parts of this, and everybody's got their own, and I'm listening to the girls down there and think that Belichick's losing it, and he needs...
they might be right, by the way. I'm buying more and more into that theory.
You are?
Aren't you? Something is not right, Josh. Look, he looks like he's being held hostage.
I would love to know behind the scenes of the two sons are coaching with him, and his friends. He put together a group of people that have been with him for... Patriot years and if they're not talking behind this going, hey, she's a pain in the ass. This there's something bad here. Hey man, you need to do something, and the kids all get together and go, hey, listen, dad's something ain't right with dad. I'm all for dad having fun and playing around, and dad's feeling young and we want to keep him around, but I don't know too many kids are excited when they're
because
their fathers with somebody 49 years. That's not a big hit with anybody.
Because if I was one of those kids, I would start to become concerned that she is going to have this sort of pull over him, and she's going to start changing up stuff.
Well, how about this one? Like, we're not going to be with you for the holidays because we're going.
Well, I was talking about more so the will.
Oh yeah, no,
right.
Will.
Like
the will is the will.
If he's messed up, man, if he's not all right, and he changes the will to give her everything, I'd be a little concerned if I was one of those.
Do you know how many people out there that are up early this morning have gone through some form of somebody late in life, and somebody joins them as a new partner, and how everybody responds to it? Do you have any idea? And by the way, I'm not even talking about the 30, 40, 50 years. Just somebody comes into the picture late, becomes your partner. Sometimes you marry them, sometimes you don't. And all of a sudden the kids go, uh-oh, we might be splitting everything. We're losing our dad here, and I hope we're not losing everything, you know?
So I remembered yesterday, I remember we were talking about this. Remember Craig Sager?
Yeah.
He had a situation like that.
Remember how bad
like
the Sager
that.
Thing was?
Yeah, where the kids got like,
that was our guy, man. That was our
was a
guy.
Woman that got in late.
Yeah. No, listen, that's... Well, we got to go to break.
By the way, that stuff is sad, man, when these women do that. That's kind of...
Goes on, Woody. Woody, you can say it's sad all you want. There's a chance almost there. So my other grandmother, I don't want to get into it. It was ugly. She had like $15,000 to her friggin' name, and it got ugly. It got ugly between everybody. They're all sitting there going, when are we going to get where are we going to get our money, whatever it is. Like, I don't know. She died a few days ago. You going to be okay? Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy. Whew, man, we got to get on to something good. South Florida Chevy dealers, man, that's good. Everything about a South Florida Chevy dealers right now. Whether you're looking for an SUV, big boy, midsize, something a little smaller because you do a lot of city driving, need that extra space, and don't want to be crashing in there with that big, beautiful Tahoe or Suburban. I get you, man. Well, listen, we got some great-looking SUVs, too, besides that new Tahoe that I did buy and absolutely love, man. Can't drive it enough. Find myself just driving around now. That's what happens when you get old, too. The all-new Equinox. Oh, my God, is it nice, man. Oh, the convenient driver tech and eye-catching exterior is fantastic. But also want to tell you about the 2025 Traverse. I want to get some of my favorites. This thing has got an unbelievable look, and second of all, the two most important things, I want to look good, and I want to be comfortable, and the 2025 Traverse is spacious and comfortable for everyone, plus plenty of room for everyone's cargo. If you're looking around for an SUV, and you haven't decided, maybe you have Chevy on the list, put the Traverse 1 hour. 1 hour, take it, go into your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You got one close to you, and take it for a test drive. You're going to be blown away. You really are. The Silverado trucks, I can't say enough. You need a strong truck, a working big load truck that you beat up pretty good. Listen, with the choice of four strong options, Silverado's got you covered, delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs. Really the hardest-working bed in the business. Really helps you conquer all the toughest jobs you might have 5, 6, even 7 days a week. See your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend for outstanding offers going on right now.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, welcome back, and happy Friday morning to everybody out there. So the draft's over. We've had a chance to digest it. And I know some of you like some of the picks. You're never going to like of them, all of them. Some of you have already said you're giving grades out, which is always kind of difficult to do for me. But there are some you know, going to be some starters. I think we all agree the first and second round picks will start. Hate to pencil in anybody. I know the Dolphins aren't big on that, but that's just a fact of desperate you are at certain positions. But they're going to play. I mean, you moved up. You moved up to get your second-round pick, and you gave up a lot. You gave up a third-round pick. So, come on. They're going to start. So we still have some areas of need. The depth is not great, to put it nicely, at certain positions, including – you look at the cornerback position right now, and that's where we are. Because all you can do now is you can add rookie free agents, and they'll come in. But I just can't count on rookie free agents, even though we've got two of our top – actually, our two top corners right now on the roster are rookie free – they were rookie free agents. They were not drafted, Storm and Cater. So don't get me wrong. You can do that, but Wayne can have a secondary full of guys who were rookie free agents. There's some nice stories, but there is this other thing called the draft and free agency, and that you're looking, and there's a reason we have seven rounds and you pay them signing bonuses and all that stuff. So I was just looking, and hey, the names right now for the cornerback, for the nickel and dime, and even starting corners right now with what you have, it's just there's not enough experience, to put it nicely. And because you don't have enough experience, you don't have enough people that have had success playing, which leads you a little concerned. Storm Duck, zero picks. Cam Smith, zero picks. And those two haven't played that much. Ethan Bonner was kind of a – and we've had a few of these, you know, preseason, you know, camp – man, they look great, they can play, and the dude can run, and, you know, the whole thing. You've added Jason Marshall. Great. Love local guys to get a chance. Artie Burns, another guy getting a chance at, I believe, 30 years old now to come back. But all this stuff, even a practice squad guys, Johnson and Matry, look good. And I thought, you know, more of those guys are going to have a chance to make the team. But that's not the way you want to go into September with that group. They would give you officially the weakest group of cornerbacks in the NFL, if we're to be honest. And some of them might work out. This is not to put a complete negative spin on it. It's just there's going to be some growing pains if you had to play with that group. There's going to be some growing pains as in some guys are going to get smoked, wrong position, don't trust their ability yet against these guys they're playing against, and you know, then on top of that, you got a bunch of guys at safety that haven't played a lot, have been special teams, have been nickel guys, have been third safety guys, have have played and shown signs, but haven't played a lot. And so you got a couple veteran free agents on the cheap. So the secondary, I'm not saying it, you know, you can coach guys up and stuff and get them where you trust them, but that's not the way you want to go in when you're talking about trying to be a playoff team. That's not, that whole secondary is not, hey, they're talking about Patrick McMorris, how much everybody loves Patrick McMorris and came back from IR last year, the Cal guy, and we love Cal guys. But he hasn't played. He played great in the preseason opener. He was fantastic. But that was it. So, it'd be one thing we're talking about a preseason game, but right now these guys got to play with. So they got to do some more, right? Especially a cornerback. So you look at the cornerbacks that are out there, and I'm guessing they're going to get one of them. I'm guessing there's going to be one guy in this group, Asante Samuel, St. Thomas Aquinas guy. His dad, obviously, great player. Stephon Gilmore, who has been a really good player, and hell, even last year with Minnesota, played a lot of games. I don't know, he started 14, 15, 16 games. And he's been a hell of a player. Defensive player of the year. Of course, he leaves Buffalo and goes to New England and plays his best football, which that's kind of that was a Belichick thing, leave another team and come to my team and make yourself a lot of money and probably leave. And then the other guy's Rasul Douglas, who's been with the Buffalo Bills the last couple of years. They made a great trade with Green Bay, and he came in, and man, did he play great. Did. I think he had 4 picks when he left and came into Buffalo, and it was perfect for what they need. But that's where you are. Two guys in their 30s, and Asante Samuel, who's had a shoulder problem. And I don't know that really all this comes down to the doctors and how they feel about what they saw on tape to get some experience at cornerback. Some guys that even if they've lost a step, you can still trust in your system. And that's what Coach Weaver, I'm guessing, is they're going to be looking at as a team. So with all this said, everybody got into it. We were all talking last night and started up with this. I think the Patriots have the second best team in the AFC East on paper right now. Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I got to see it. And it is. They've upgraded everything. They had a ton of money in free agency. They had a big draft. They did. They had, I believe, 11 players they drafted, and they got probably 4 or 5 of those guys going to start. And Drake May going into year 2, and I like Drake May. I happen to be a Drake May, I think, with what he had to play with, the least amount of offensive talent of anybody in the NFL last year. They were 4-13. They weren't very good. But it's hard for me to imagine that they're better. And by the way, they get that last place schedule. That means the Titans and the Saints and the Panthers and the Browns and the Giants and the Raiders. I just talked about the teams that have all the top picks. 3 wins, 5 wins, 5 wins, 3 wins, 3 wins, 4 wins with those teams I just named. But listen, a lot of those teams are going to be better. A lot of those teams had money and, you know, tried to upgrade and all the other things. They are going to win a lot more in 4 games. I do agree. Are they a better than 500 team? You know, Drake May's in year 2. Going to be interesting, but I hear everybody telling me New England just jumped over the Jets and the Dolphins for the second best team in the division. I'm like, man, that team was rough to watch last year. And they almost beat us the second. Hell, the first game, the guy keeps his feet in. We lose that game in the back of the end zone. He didn't get his feet down. Totally on him. Totally on the receiver. Everything was great.
We didn't even know the rule.
I didn't. I tell Jimmy, Jimmy had it.
Nice.
Jimmy knew the rule. I go, where the hell did you go to that meeting that knew that? I never knew that.
Uh-oh, going in backwards. Toes down.
So anyway, yeah, that was a crazy one. But so anyway, 305-567-0561 to get into it. And listen, I think we need more depth on the offensive line. I think we need another veteran. I like our starting 5 if they can stay healthy, but I gotta be honest, we have not stayed healthy on the offensive line in years. We have just not stayed healthy. I'm not just talking about Teron. I know the Teron thing. I'm talking you can go inside, outside. We've had a lot of guys out a lot of games. Last year it was Jackson. So you're playing with your backup tackles in and out, and then inside you've had guys go up and down, and you lose guys. And when the 1 year was a couple years ago, we were down to our third center. So, yeah, it's just been tough to keep your starting five. That's why you want to talk about depth. Six, seven, and eight are really important that you can still survive. And I know Eichenberg's one of those guys, and that's fine. But I just think you need more. And I'm not comfortable at the third tackle position. I'm a little concerned. We got a little spoiled. One of our tackles went down. You went, yeah, we're fine. We knew Teron might get hurt. We got another guy there. We're fine. And we draft the guy in the second round, so we're good. Anyway, we've got to go to break this morning. We do have a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here on a Friday. I call it Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday, actually, for guys out there, because this is a day that Atlantic Men's Clinic, actually, I went on Thursday a couple weeks ago, and it was friggin' loaded with men. And I'm talking about guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s. All in there for the same thing. Because Atlantic Men's Clinic is all about low T and ED. From your energy level and how you feel, especially working out and getting back into workouts, Atlantic Men's Clinic puts you on a program, has you feeling better. You're not in a fog. You just feel, and your sex drive, man. I got to tell you, when your sex drive is gone, like, what the hell happened? Like, I don't want that. I don't want it in my 60s. And Atlantic Men's Clinic will knock out low T and ED and get you on a program with great, great results. I'm telling you right now, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. They do all the testing, the T, the PSA test, put you on a program specifically for you. They don't do one generic program. They do one. They're professionals. Sit down, put you on a program, check your numbers, police your program to make sure you're getting the best results possible and doing it the safe and the right way to do it. Atlantic Men's Clinic is about professional treatment, and that's what they do. They got six locations in South Florida. Hey, man, are these things bothering you as much as they bothered me? Then it's time to make that call. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call, 877-455-7300. They will take great care of you. You have that meeting with their professionals. You get the testing. They put you on a program. You decide if you want to do it or not. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. But it's Friday. It's Atlantic Men's Clinic Day. Make sure you call them and set up that first appointment. It's the most important one.
All right, let's go ahead and get you some weather. It is brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 73 degrees. And guess what, Joe? The drought continues.
I hate that, man.
What?
Not,
we need the drought
fine.
To continue through the weekend, though, so we can get that race in there.
Hey, spoken
very
like
selfishly,
a true sports person.
I need that race.
Hey,
you
got to love that. Absolutely. Like, hey, this is terrible, this drought. Terrible, terrible. It's really sad to hear, but can we just give us a few more days to get the F1 races in, please?
It's been a weird season, man. The Red Bulls are falling behind.
Are they?
Yeah, it's been all McLaren.
I have not. Is that
I know
right?
I don't follow it. I know.
No. I got you, man. I'm jacked up. Got your tickets ready to go this weekend for F1. And
yeah, so we'll be out there Saturday. We're going to watch the sprint where they do like the mini race. I like that because my attention span struggles for 2 hours to watch that.
So you like that?
So I like the sprint. It's like a little mini half race. I'm kind of more into that.
I tell you, people do love racing. The Daytona thing was not for me. Firecracker 400 wasn't for me, and I went to two Daytona 500s. And I know that's a big one. That's their Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird they run it to start the year.
I'm with you. I'm not a huge NASCAR fan. I struggled to watch that.
And by the way, when I was going, they had all the big guys. Jeff Gordon and Jimmy and Dale and
I happen
Junior
to really enjoy the event itself, though, like walking around, and they have cool stuff to do. Like we went to one at Homestead, and they have really cool stuff to do. Like it is a fun day.
Yeah.
It's just the event, like the race itself is.
So you know what? I wonder, because I said something to, because we do have, you know, not to ever screw up NASCAR, which is still super popular, but I was able to do things because it was on NBC, and I got to spend a day with Tony Stewart and went out on a fishing boat with Jeff Gordon for the day. One of the few days I've been out on the water. We only went for a small period of time, and I'll be honest, I was a little concerned. But he was into it, and, you know, you catch him like that. And so I always thought Tony Stewart was kind of a jerk, and he was a good guy, great guy, and big sports fan. And so those guys were all Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Sr. before the crash, and, you know, he passed away. But do they still have those big names? Woody, we don't really.
You talking about NASCAR?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Michael Jordan's in it, isn't he?
MJ's got a team. He did. I don't know if he still does. Anyway, we have racing going on. F1, man. F1 at Hard Rock. They already got all the signs up. Prepare for traffic, man. Going to be a lot of people.
We're park and riding, man. We're
there you go.
We're going to do that Golden Glades deal.
I think probably a good idea for a lot of people.
To
do that.
So someone said the sprint is the worst thing to happen to F1. I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
I don't either, Wood.
There is one race that actually two races that I would like to go to, but Vegas is on the top of my list. That looks like a fun little weekend out there.
So do you think it's good for racing that one, like we've had the last couple of years, where one guy dominates the whole thing and just wins basically every race?
Well, he's not anymore.
No, he's not. Now we got another guy.
Well, I mean, look, man, the cars are not like all created equally, right? So I think clearly one team has the better car.
I tell you what.
Has had the better car.
They got all the expensive names of sponsorship, though. For products, there's no question about it. All the big names, man, out there.
Someone's giving me a little lead on a lounge here we can go hang out in. It's a good beer.
Where's that?
What did he call it? The LA Tropical Lounge or La Tropical Lounge. All right.
Where's that, inside to hang out?
I'm going to find it.
Okay.
I'm find it. They got cold beer over there. That's good.
You can't go wrong. Certain days, man. Like, there are certain days.
That's a good day for a cold beer.
You have to, if you're off beer, I've trying to give it up. Did have a little bit the other night, but tried not to. I love.
Well, you got to stay hydrated out there.
Probably water, probably a little better idea than the beer, but the beer, of course.
So we'll bring, they have like water refill stations, and we bring those. You drink those little powders. You ever take those with you, little liquid IV powders?
I do. Well, I take them everywhere now. Yeah. Didn't used to. This is what the, by the way.
And this is coming from the guy like a couple summers ago. I would say you need to stay hydrated because that's what the local weather people were saying. And you were like, oh, everyone knows that.
You know what? Until a year or two ago, I would never drink a water. You know, the bartender goes, hey, Mr. Rose, here's a water. And you go, no, thank you. don't mess the alcohol up, please. I'm fine.
You come in here with these splitting headaches from drinking. I tell you, man, you got to drink, you mix a little water in there.
Well, tequila's taking care of that, first of all. No headache with tequila, but I have...
Maybe you're not drinking enough.
But I got to tell you, you're right about the electrolytes, man. Those little electrolyte packages, they
must
do
be
work.
A popular business right now, right?
Oh, my God. Should have got in that a long time ago. There are three or four different choices when you're on the airplane, the team plane. They pass out electrolytes like they pass out water. It's like, here's your water, here's your electrolytes. All right. Not bad. Not a bad way to go. By the way, Panthers found out last night that Toronto took care of Ottawa on the road last night. So Toronto wins that series 4-2, won the game 4-2. And so Panthers and Toronto Maple Leafs will play in round two. Now we got to find out. Woody, I don't think it's tomorrow. I know you brought up Saturday. Maybe a Sunday game. That might even be a little too early. Does it feel like a Monday? Sunday or Monday? They'll play, and hopefully we're still going to have Coach on. He's supposed to join us this morning. Paul Maurice's Panthers head coach will join us later on in the show unless he's kept jumping on a plane.
I'm following all of our hockey people on here.
Yeah, so what are they saying?
I told you this guy seems like he knows what he's talking about. Pierre LeBrun.
Yeah. If it's a Pierre, those guys know the schedules. Go ahead. Hey, Pierre, what do you say?
I mean, he said this last night. He said, for those wondering, Panthers-Leafs series, there are currently 7 different schedule scenarios in play. So much will depend on what happens in the Western Conference. Florida-Toronto could start Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Lots of balls are up in the air to still figure out.
Well, pucks. Yeah, hey, Woody. Woody, why Saturday? I mean, our guys are still here.
I don't know,
man.
Like,
they come in and they go, hey, they won it last night. Get your stuff together. We got to go.
They probably don't realize the Heat have been eliminated, so they were probably waiting to see when the Heat were playing so they could play at the same day and time.
There's your shot. There's your shot. You got it.
I don't know
man.
What they're doing.
Well,
we'll find out. I will keep an eye out on Pierre LeBrun's Twitter here.
That's who we're following, old Pierre.
He's from TSN. That's like the ESPN of Canada, right?
Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye out.
We had Big E on yesterday, great Dolphins fan, and I just wanted to say this. A lot of people have reached out, and he is really, really good guy. If you've seen him on the road or at a game or something, he is truly, man, we wish that guy the best. He gets some good news on a liver transplant, basically. Hopefully things work out. You just hate to see the good ones, and boy, I'll tell you what, he is really popular with the others, the other fans. I think all the fans, by the way, they all share the same thing. It's amazing. There is one thing at the end of the day for Dolphin coaches going in today. There's one thing we all kind of share in common. We all just want to win. And the football games give you a chance to get together and you have fun the night before, and I see them on the road, and they're great, and they come in, usually try to make it over to the hotel, and love to shoot the breeze with them and see them at events and on cruises. And I've really, really, over the last few years, I drove from L.A. to Sacramento up to see my parents for a couple of days in between games. And I went up with a club, and the fan club was, a lot of them were on the plane. So had fun on that and literally jumping in my rental car. And I think they were a little shocked, wondering what the hell I was doing up there. And I said, that's where I'm from, man. I had to come back. But they're great. They really are, and they want to win. They just want to win. You have a great trip, and the worst part of the trip is your friggin' team loses on the road. That's tough. Year after year, that's a tough way to go. We've got all kinds of stuff here. On a Friday, we're going to be getting to here this morning. Got a lot more stuff with the Miami Dolphins, too, and some things that need to be done, get done, and some other news as well. By the way, Marlins left them out, but I'm not on purpose. Marlins, A's, first of three games tonight. By the way, the A's, who are in lost land right now, out of Oakland, Vegas not ready, so they decide to go to Sacramento and play in a Triple-A park where the Giants play. It's a very strange one. It's a Northern California thing. So when the Triple-A team's not playing there, the A's play there, and it's a cool little park.
The Yanks are doing that, too.
It's in West Sacramento, which is actually even closer to where, you know, I'd love to take my dad this summer to a game there.
Is it a nice park?
Yeah, but it doesn't hold.
Yeah.
It's kind of
they're probably not filling it, I would assume.
Kind of like what Tampa Bay, I think they probably
are. What was really weird? I don't know if you saw this, but because it's a minor league park, they don't have the foul poles at Legends or whatever they're calling it out there in Tampa. Aaron Judge hit this like towering home run.
So they got to decide,
and they called it foul. They showed 100 angles. It looked like it was fair, but the problem is those foul poles.
Yeah.
Like if you notice at the pro, you know, the major league parks, they go way up.
This is why
that thing was.
That's why the league doesn't want the teams to be in the situation Tampa Bay.
Yeah, playing in minor league parks.
But I will tell you this, man: A's are 17-15 with everything against them. And don't have a big payroll, 17-15, three games open with the Marlins starting tonight. And then, of course, next week, the Dodgers are in.
New jerseys on Saturday, by the way. City Connect jerseys Saturday night.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I know they're going on sale Saturday morning at the Marlins shop over there. I may have to make my way over to get a hat.
All right.
I'm like, have you seen the hats?
No.
The hats are sweet, man.
I stay away from hats. What do you know that?
Yeah, but they might have a size 8. You never know.
Most of them don't, man. 7 o'clock hour is on the way. I do want to tell you something very, very important. I hope you never have to go through it, but if you do, and that's an injury at work, automobile accident, anything else, Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, would love to represent you, and will do a great job, a tremendous job of personal service and ability of two guys that aren't going to hand it off to somebody else, to other attorneys or just out of law school to handle their stuff. They are going to do it with their almost 35 years of experience each. Harvey and Gary will kick butt for you. And I want to just tell you this, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. They think communication and updates on your case are important to keep you updated on everything going on. Sometimes when you go to the big guys, and the big guys that do all the beautiful TV and radio ads and commercials, sometimes when they do the handoff, some lawyers aren't big on communication. And if it frustrates you and you feel like a second-class citizen, maybe you need Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Maybe that's exactly what you need. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews. Partners who you can always get a hold of. Even on a weekend, they always talk about, Harvey goes, listen, man, I got people call me on a weekend. My clients call me on a weekend. I give them an update. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews of what everybody's saying about them or call 866-FAIR-FEE. Meet with them. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do, and they're waiting for you, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.